USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden set to formally outline his $2.2 trillion infrastructure plan this afternoon in Pittsburgh. Democrats on the far left, including Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, saying that number is not nearly enough. Meanwhile, moderate Democrats aren't happy, and most Republicans are far ruling out raising taxes on corporations for infrastructure spending. As far as raising taxes, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tells CNN,
what the president proposed is changes to the corporate, to make the corporate tax code more fair, bring the rate from 21% up to 28%, what it was before former President Trump took office.
Pfizer announcing their COVID-19 vaccine is 100% effective in children ages 12 to 15. That's following a clinical trial of over 2,200 participants. USA Radio News.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.